Turaway, Northwest London. Tuesday, 16th of Cheshvan, 31st of October, Rabbi Yehuda Rosenberg Shlita, Tzadik Varalo, Rosh of Atoblo. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by the Choyot Simcha Sanasun of Yechesko Weinberg and Lee Milo. The Chasn will take place in Mir Tashem tomorrow. Simcha Muddle for the Hirotza and Shivin Abarakan, Vesrael, the Shem, Vesilo.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
It's not my first time here. It's good to be back. Thank you so much for giving me the honor to be more than 8,500 kilometers away from where I live. And Baruch Hashem, we know Yisrael Raisa Kutcha Brichu Chato. Doesn't matter where we are one. And now, even more in our Matzav and Eretz Yisrael, we have to be more united with Hashem, that's what the Baruch Hu wants from us. Before I start, I'd like to read a little portion in Chovos Al Vavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek Gimel. He says, Al Kein Roi Lecho, Ochi, my dear brother, it's important for you, Livchon Kol Ma Sheboru HaBoyri Yisborach, Masha Yisrogel Boy, Masha Loiho Yisrogel Boy, to try to understand everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, whatever you're used to, you were not used to, what he have known till now, not known. Ve'al tashi'acho sichlucho mehistakel binyoni binarusho bitchilas roischo ischo shetavos lizboin livchot behem be'ez cheskes akaroscho ubo'oi livcho v'agoaz binoscho kshato godo. Chavzavav is saying, you know, that many things in life we're used to from Ingelech, when we were small kids, that they taught us. So don't stay with that. Try to learn them as you have never seen them. Chovos is saying we have more in these parshas, Bereishis, Noach, Lech, Chovayot, whole Chumash Bereishis. We learned in kindergarten. We learned, and we had with what the teacher taught us. A lot of times we stay with that. So this the Chovos Avav is telling us, you know, it's a mistake. Now that we grew up, we have more understanding. Try to learn as from new to see the godless of a Kodesh Baruch. So that's my idea, Mitzvah Hashem, B'Siyata D'Shmaya. The next few minutes, I want to speak about an issue we know from Sintwer Kindelech, but to see a new view based on the Sefer Yaris Dvash, how the Yaris Dvash explains what we want to speak about, the Chet of Adam Rishon. So let's see a few psukim, Perek Gimel, Chumash Bereishis. Yeah, we're going to read the pusim quickly to get where we want to get. Vanochosh hayo orim mikol chayas asoda she'osa shem olekim vayoymer eloisho ha'af minom olekim lo yisoycho mikol laitzagon. Kadosh Baruch Hu tell you, you're not supposed to eat from the fruits. Vayoymer eloisho vanochosh mipri eitzagay doichal. Yes, we could eat. Mipri ha'it asher b'soych ha'gon omer kim lo yisoycho menu v'lo yisigu pen temusun. It could be, chas v'shalom, you're going to die. So first question is, why did, when Chava spoke, she said, Loi sigoboy pen temusun, and when the Nochosh answered, she uses a double lotion, Loi moist temusun. Why didn't she say? She said, temusun. So the Nochosh said, Loi temusun. Why is this double lotion, Loi moist temusun? So, Pashas people say that's the way people talk, but by the Torah we know every word is not extra. Continues. Ki yodei Elohim, ki biyoyim acholchem imenu, ve'nifkuich e'ineichem, ve'isem ke Elohim, yodei atoiv ra. So the Pasuk says that vater ish ki toiv o'eit, she ate, she gave it to also to Adam HaRishon. So first, let's see who was Adam HaRishon to try to understand why were they convinced by the Nochosh. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu said a few psukim before that you're not supposed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. You're not, it's from that fruit. So why could the Borges tell something you're not supposed to do? Why did they listen to the Nochush? Let's say they had a doubt. So when you have a doubt, shave al tase, you don't do it. Why were they so sure they could do it, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu told them you're not supposed to? No, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was Adam Rishon was Yitzir Kapo. Let's see a little bit who was Adam Rishon. I'm going to see a few places in Shas quickly where who was Adam Rishon. First of all, the Gemara says in Daf in Bobe Baser, Daf Nun Ches, the Gemara says that Rav Bono, he wanted to know where are all the Kvorim Eretz Yisrael, to make a siman on them. This way the Kehanim will be sure not to go over them. The Gemara says, Bobe Baser, Daf Nun Ches, Rav Bono have a komitzayin ma'arto. He used to go all places to sign where there is a kever. So it says, when he came to Moras HaMechpele, Kimoto lema'arta d'Avrom, Ashkeche lelezer ko Eved Avrom. So he's found Eved Avrom, and he showed them, Avrom, Sorom, Kimoto le'aro de Odom Rishon, lema'arta d'Odom Rishon, when he came to the cave where Odom Rishon was, Yotso bas koil ve'omro. So Baskom came and said, Nistakalto b'dmuz di'yukni, Bidyukni atzum al tistakel. You looked at Yaakov. Yaakov was, Sam looked like Adam Rishon. But to see Diyukni, like Rav Yochel, saying my image, you can't see. So Adam Rishon, the Gemara is saying that the Basel came and said, Adam Rishon is the Rav Yochel, a image of a Kodesh Baruch. And we're talking about Adam Rishon after the Chet, right? Because he was buried after the Chet. Omar Abodo, Nistakalti Bishnei Akevo, Vedoimim Lishnei Galgal Echam. I looked at his ankle, and they looked like they shined like the sun. So Adam Rishon was a huge person. Vaita, the Gemara says, in Chagige, the Gemara says, Omar Abudam Rav, Adam Rishon Misoifoin Vatsoifoyim. He was from one edge of the world to the other. Mikzea Shamayim Vat Kitzea Shamayim. He was from one and to the other, from Shamayim Va'oritz. Adam Rishon, such a huge person. All the Gemara says, the Medrash brings down Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that when the Melachim saw Adam Rishon, they wanted to say Shira to him. And he said, no, it's not me. Let's go together to say Shira. And that's what we say every Friday morning and every Friday night, Hashem Moloch, Geyus Lovish. The first part, Bismar Shira Mashabes, was also composed by Adam Rishon. When he met Cain after the Chet, he said, Cain, what happened after you killed Hevel? He said, no, I spoke to Shvorchi, I did Tshuva. He said, wow, Tshuva helps? And he said, Mizmur Shilei Mashabes. The second capital Tilim that we say, Hashem Moloch Geyus Lovish, was also said by Adam Rishon when the Malachim wanted to say to him, Shir, he said, no, let's go together to say to the real king, Hashem Moloch Yeus. And then the Gemara brings down in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, that it brings down why was Adam Rishon created an Erev Shabbos. Ton Rabbonon, Adam Nivra Erev Shabbos, Bipnei Ma, Shelo Yehoyu Aminim Oyrim Shutef Hoyu LaKodesh Baruch B'Maaseh Bereishis. If you be created before, so everything that would be created after Adam Rishon, people would say, was done together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, let's be sure everything was created, and then I'll create Adam Rishon. Dover Acher, what we know more, She'im tozuach da toy olov, oim eloi itush kan moach v'maseh bereishis. Or second reason, that if Adam, the human being is going to think himself is big, we're going to tell him, even a bug was created before you. Or, the third reason the Gemara brings down, that when Adam Rishon will be created, everything, the whole world, would be ready for him. Which, in parentheses, is something so interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything, all the time, and people don't know how to use it. For example, let's talk about the airplane. Yeah, if we think, for me to come from Mexico to London, it took me a day. It took me 11 hours. It's a lot. But can we imagine 400 years ago, how long it would have taken me, or 100 years, 200 years ago, weeks, months. So the airplane was something very good. The moment the Chafetz Chaim heard that there was that they invented the airplanes, he said, people are going to use this fantastic thing to kill people. Why? Because everything, people want all the time to get a better way of life, but they forget to work on themselves. Yes, if you think about that, some things were created, technology could have been so good for people. Instead of that, we know what the world is going on because of that. Why? So because people, instead of working on themselves, they all create good things, but they forgot to work on themselves. Adam Rishon, he was born the last creation. Everything should be perfect. Everything should be ready for him. Like the Gemara says, Reb Yudem in Teim Oimer, Adam Rishon meisiv began Eden hoyo. What did Adam Rishon the first few hours? All the time, the malachim were making him barbecue. Why does Gemara say tzoylin? Because when you do a barbecue, the fire takes away all the schmutz that's in the fridge, all the fat and everything else takes away, and you get with the you stay with the meat. And mesanin lo yain. Also, they were giving him the wine, the best. He had everything ready for himself. So talk about Adam Rishon. So again, the question is, why did Adam Rishon, why was he convinced so easily by the Nochosh, and not at least to have a doubt, what am I supposed to do? The last thing, the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, after the Bria of Adam Rishon, says, so the Rashi says, Adam Rishon was a combination of Shemayim Oretz. Why? He says, Guf minatachtoinim v'nesham n'alyoinim. So he says, has to be done this way. Lefi, Shebiyoyim Rishon nivro Shemayim v'Oretz. So that's what made the Oretz, so it's 1-0 to the earth. Besheni bara rakia l'elyonim. Monday was elyonim, 1-1 the score. Bishlishi it says tiroi hayabosha latachtoinim. Brevi bara moiz l'elyonim. Bachamishi ishutzemaim. So the score was that there was more. Was something had to be done, was even. And if Adam Rishon would be created from elyonim, we would be the score 4-3, or opposite. So what the Kodesh Baruch do? Huska kashish libayz b'elyonim atachtoinim. V'im lav yekino b'maisa b'reishis sheyurabim aleilu b'yasarim. Adam Rishon was the perfect creation, was made of Shemayim Voretz, was the Briyas Elokim. They wanted to say Shira to him. So we want to understand what happened that Adam Rishon was convinced by the Nochosh, at least we should have done, have a doubt. Let's put away these questions and let's go something that happened later on in the Torah. But the Torah brings down after the Maaseh Egel, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked for forgiveness for Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Parshas Kisiso, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yitzayin. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Gam es hadover hazeh asher dibarta sekim otosichem b'inai v'yida'acho b'shem v'yoymar hareini no eske v'yidecho. Hashem, please show me your honor. V'yoymar ani avi kol tuvi al panecho, but and he said, lo yisu chalira es ponai ki lo irani odom v'chai v'yoymar Hashem hinei mokum iti v'nitzavta latzul. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu want when he said hareini no eske v'yidecho? We know the explanation. He wanted to understand this famous matter. Why tzadik v'raloi, rosho v'toivloi? Why is this in the world that sometimes we see tzadikim that suffer so much in the world, and we see rishayim that everything goes for them so easily, covered, wealth, health. Why is it? So what does Hashem say? ויאמר השם, הנה מוכר מיתי וניצבת על הצור, והויו, בעבור כבוידי, ושמתיך ומניק ועצור, וסקוי סתכפוס עליכו, ועשירוי סתכפי, ורוי סתכוי ופונאי לא ירוי. So Rashi says, what does it mean that ורוי סתכוי רוי? So Rashi brings down that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him the mokum from the tefillin. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Kesher Shetfilin. He showed them the Bechoirai means the Kesher Shetfilin. That's how Rashi brings down. What's Pshat? Did he answer his question? Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, why Tzadik V'raloi, Rosh V'toivloi? So Chasam Sofer has a beautiful explanation on that. He says, if we see a person with his tefillin in front, we see two strings. First of all, it's always one is longer than the other one. Why? There's Midas Rachmim, Midas Adin. The Midas Rachmim, which represents the right one, is longer. Why? Because by Rachmanus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has Rachmanus. Yeah. By Din, we see what happened to Miriam, because once she spoke about her brother, which was Hashem Shemaim, what happened to her? She got saras. Moshe Rabbein, instead of speaking to the stone, he hit the stone, what happened to him? He wasn't able to go into the stone. Midas Adin is short. Midas Rachmim is long. Kodesh Baruch Hu, so what is it? Is it two things? Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, if you look behind, you see it all comes from the same source. The Kesher Shel Tefillin is one, and from this come the two. Which means to say, what you think that it's good for the Tzaddik, for the Rosh, or bad for the Tzaddik, it's all the same. It's good for the Tzaddik, and it's bad for the Rosh. There's no two things. He wants to understand, how could it be that from Kodesh Baruch Hu would be good for the Tzaddik, for the Rosh? They said Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him, no. It's all from one side. But he didn't answer him. He didn't answer it. He just showed them like this. When did he answer? So, a few weeks ago, we read, in Simchas Torah, we read V'zoy Sabroche. The Pasuk says, Vayal Moshe me'arvois moyov el har nevoi. At that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu got the explanation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is something interesting. The word moyov, the gematria of moyov, let's go, mem, it's 40, vav, 6, 46, Aleph 1, 47, Beis 2, 49. He was in Mem Tes Shari Kedusha. He came Me'arvois Moyev. He had 49 levels of Kedusha. He wanted to understand before El Har Nevoi. What does Nevoi mean? Nun Boy. He got to the 50th Darga of Kedusha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained him. Then he answered this question, why Tzadik V'raloi Rosho V'toivloi? But then what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? He had to go away from this world. A person, a human being, is not able to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question many years before. Kodesh Baruch Hu explained him, didn't answer him. He said, it's all one, but I can't explain you why. Why? Because if I explain you, you're not going to stay alive. The last day before he was Nifter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Har Nevoi, Nun Boi, and then he explained it. Because us as human beings, we're not able to understand how does it work that Tzadik V'raloi, Rosho V'toivloi. We find by the kinder from Arna Koyen, Nodav Aviu, what happened in the day of the Chanukas Hamishkan, they brought Eish Zoro with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chazal brings seven reasons why they were Nifta. One of the reasons is because they were Shisuya Yain. What does Shisuya Yain mean? Drunks. Shinker. What's Pshat? They took three bottles and they drank, and that's how they went in. We're talking about kids of Ahar Nakoyen and the day of Chanukas Abayis. We also find the Gemara that there was one of the Rav, I don't remember his name, he was one of the Tanoim, he was going on the desert to an Arab, told them, let me show you something. And he showed them the Mesei Midbar. We know that how did it work every year on Tisha B'Av. The Yin, they used to dig their own caver, they lay down, and in the morning, those that completed 60 years didn't wake up in the morning. The only exception was the last year, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel, that's we have Chamish Osor Be'av, Tu Be'av, because they on the 9th of Av, they made the hole, they lay down, the next morning, they felt they were alive. So they thought, could be we have the wrong calendar. They thought one day, another day, the 15th, 10th of Av, they saw there was the Moleh, there was a full moon, so they understood, Kadosh Baruch Hu was moichelos. That's why we make one of the reasons why we make the Ayontev in the Tu Be'av, the 15 days in Av. So he showed them the place where for 15 years Klal Yisrael were there. It was over 200 mesim, 200,000 mesim, and he showed. The Gemara says he saw that they were laying with the head up, and they looked like shikoyrim. So again, we have to understand what does it mean. They looked like shikir. What does a shikir mean? A shikir is a person who is a normal person, and when he drinks one bottle, two bottles, each person depends on his how much he could take. He changes his, he becomes happier, he becomes more that, but then he goes down. Shikr of Nodav Aviyu, that's how the Rechaim is Masber, the Netziv, they knew that they're going to die. They knew that they can't go in, but they had such a tshuka, such a desire to see, to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they went in anyway. That's how the Netziv is Masber, also those 250 by the Mice of Koirech. People knew. They knew, but their desire to be known to Kodesh Baruch Hu was so great that they had to do it. So let's now try to understand the psukim of the chet of Adam Arishon. Vayomer ha'isha el ha'nochor ha'binagot necha vayomer ha'nochor isha lo'y mo'yte musum. So you're not going to die ki yoyde lekim ki biyom ha'chol chemimenu v'nifkechu einecha v'yisek lekim yoyde toiv v'ro. So what the Nochash told them, we asked, why did he use a double lashon, a double expression, moister musan, when she says, we're going to die. The Nochash told them, you have to understand, this sometimes a person gets a punishment. Yeah. So you understood, said the Nochash, that Kodesh Baruch said that if you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die as a punishment. It's not going to be a real death as a punishment. In the day that you might eat it, you'll understand how does it work. The tzadik veraloi, rasha v'toivra. This is the toivra. Means like this. What Moshe Rabbeinu was, that we said, he was in Memtes Shari Kedusha, Me'arvez Moyev. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in order to explain him, showed him the 50th Har Nun Boy, the last day of his life. That's how was Adam Arishon on the first hours of creation. He was already created in Mem Tes Shari Kedusha. So he wanted to understand this Tzadik Verale Rasha V'Toivloi. But she said, no, we're going to die. Said the Nochash, Loi Moist Musum. It's not going to be a death. It's not a punishment. Yes. You'll go away from this world because you'll get to a level which a human being cannot understand. That's why they believed in it. What I'm saying, it's from the Yaris Dvash. He brings him many places. They explains that snapshot that they had suffered. Because we asked the question, if the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them clearly, you're not supposed to eat. Why were they convinced by the Nochash? At least there should be in the doubt when we saw how great was Adam Arishon. So the pshat is, he knew, they wanted to get, they had this tshuke to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to know Toivera. So, but they were afraid they're going to die as a punishment. So the Nochash came and told them, don't worry, Loi Moiste Musum, you're not going to die. Could be you go away from this world, you're not going to be here, but it's not a punishment. It's a thing to wake, get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what was the punishment? Why did he get a punishment? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it's not yet the time. If he would have waited till Shabbos come, Kodesh Baruch Hu would have explained to Adam Arishon. But he was in a hurry. He was like we said by Nadav Aviyu, they had this desire. This was Adam and Chava. They wanted to be closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu to understand this prat, and that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no, that's the wrong thing, and he explained them, and he said that from now on, it's going to be a misa for the person. So it means like this. So I think it's a new explanation, what we always thought, that we always thought we have explanations why could they were convinced. For example, the Maral explains in the, that was the pshat. They understood at the moment that they're going to eat from Eitz Hadas, they're going to like start feeling bad, trembling, and they're going to die. When they saw, when Chava was pushed to the tree and nothing happened, okay, so it's not nothing's going to happen. No, said Yaris Vash, it's more tefillah. Like we said in the beginning, we have to know, every time we grow, we have to understand deeper what's done, like the Chavos Alvavos said, Habed, something new. So it's a new explanation what happened to Adam and Chava. The Adam and Chava, the hate was they wanted to get to a level where they're not able yet to do it. We say by Ma'ariv, we say Behoser Satan Milfoneinu Umeachareinu. Yeah. So everyone asks, I understand Behoser Satan Milfoneinu. A person wants to do a mitzvah, and the Satan comes to block him. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please move away the Satan. What Satan? Me'achareinu, from behind us. Sometimes the Satan wants to do it, you know, do this chumre, yen the chumre, do like this, do tikkun chatzos. No. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please don't help us from that too, because sometimes we're convinced we're going down Madrega, but if we are not in the level yet, we could do it for a while, and then we fall down, happen. When I had students that sometimes they were big masmidim and came vacation. So I had to tell them, vacation, we have to stop. Mer Sheshiva, Rav Chaim Stein, I learned in Telz, Cleveland, for many years. He used to say all the time, "Bedaf omfangen von dos nai." A person did his chatshus. You know, if you go always the same, a person falls down. So you have to stop a while. That's they invented the Bein Hazmanim. A person should rest, should change a bit his Seder Ayoim, and then you start from fresh. So this student said, I have, I'm learning. I explained to parents, please, they need a break, but he's learning. I'm talking when I lived in Brazil, a vacation in Brazil, summer in Brazil is January. Yeah, our longest tzom is a Sar Batavis. Our shortest is Shuvas Batavis, Mamish, a Faker Tevel. So vacation, when we had vacation in Brazil, in Eretz Yisrael, was his man, January. So he went the whole month of January, he learned there. He came back, stark. And so the parents told me, Rav Yehuda, maybe you're wrong. I said, I hope so. Alavai. He learned stark, January, February, Mitevish, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, came Pesach, he broke. 20 years, he wasn't able to open a Gemara. 20 years. Why? I don't know. We have to understand, a person has to do everything slowly, darga darga, a person has to know who he is and how to do it. So Zebshad, v'hoser sotam milfoneinu me'achreinu. And that's what the Yaris Dvash explains, that was the Chas v'Shalom to say, of Yitzir Kap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chet of Adam HaRishon, that he wanted to get quicker than he was supposed to. He had to wait till Shabbos. If you'd been Shabbos, he would understand what Moshe Rabbeinu went and understood the last day of his life. Why Tzadik V'Raloi, Rosh V'Toivloi, we don't understand. But we only have to know, like the Chassam Sofer explained, the Keshe Shel Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, it's all one. Don't think it's good for him, don't think it's bad for him, for everyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the Gute Zachar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya, that everything comes from him, that we should know, each person has to know his Majega. We have to try every time to go up. If you don't go up, automatically we're going down. But to know slowly, step by step, and when we have one step, we have it already, we should go on. In Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to the higher Majega a person could get, and that's the best Nachas Ruach we could do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which that's our Tafkid in this world. Again, a gracious Shkoyach for giving me the opportunity of here in London. Shkoyach Dudi for remembering me, for sending me a message. I should come talk. A gracious Shkoyach. It's a very important thing every day as a Shia. Leib Shia Zohafim can weitermachen. Lehad le Teure u lehadire.
Shkoyach. Is not safe.